In the mid-50s, two men knocked over a kerosene stove during a fight at a concert. After fleeing the blaze, the guitar player realized he left his beloved Gibson inside. B.B. King then ran in and saved it. He later learned that the fight was over a woman named Lucille, and ever since, his guitars have borne that name. You can find Lucille at the Hard Rock in Hollywood, Florida. Thousands of other priceless pieces of rock history can be found at Hard Rock cafes, casinos, and hotels around the world. To learn more, visit hardrock.com.
Little Stevens Underground Garage's coolest conversations, presented by Hard Rock Cafe, hosted by the Mighty Manfred.
It's coolest conversations podcast time in Little Stevens Underground Garage, presented by Hard Rock. I'm the Mighty Manfred. Thanks for listening, and please remember to follow and subscribe, rate, and review. My guest is Billy Tibbles, who fronts the Billy Tibbles Band here in Los Angeles and is part of a resurging rock scene in town. His latest single, Hollywood Baby, is also a recent coolest song of the world. We'll hear a portion of it now, and afterwards I'll start chatting with Billy on your Coolest Conversations podcast presented by Hard Rock in Little Stevens Underground Garage.
Saturday night, and there's nothing to do.
Here in Little Stevens Underground Garage, and it is time now for your Friday's Coolest Conversations. Joining me is Los Angeles-based artist Billy Tibbles, who sings, plays guitar, and fronts the Billy Tibbles Band. Our coolest song in the world this week is their track, Hollywood Baby. It's off the debut EP, Stay Teenage, and that is due out April the 21st. How are you, Billy?
Hey, I'm doing good. How are you?
Excellent, and very happy to be chatting with you today. Man, my understanding is that you moved from London to Hollywood in, like, 2014. Were you raised in London?
I was, yeah. I grew up there. I was about 11 years old when I moved out to the States with my parents.
What took y'all from the UK to the US of A?
My dad got a job out here. Initially, I think he was only supposed to stay for a couple months or so, and then we should all go out here. You know, the weather's nice, and we all ended up moving here.
I've read that you've had this childhood obsession, is what they call it, a childhood obsession with British rock and roll. Well, you're from the UK, so that doesn't seem completely unreasonable. But what fueled that obsession?
I guess my dad was always playing a lot of that stuff when I was very young, so it was always just playing around the house. And
well, give me an idea, what is that stuff?
A lot of the Beatles, the Clash, Rolling Stones, Beach Boys, a lot of classic rock and punk. I remember one of my earliest childhood memories was watching the Who film, The Kids Are All Right. That really stuck with me and frightened me a little bit, I remember, but I think really inspired me as well.
Well, do either your parents play instruments?
My dad was in a few bands in the 80s, none that were got any recording deals or anything, but he was always playing guitar when I was young as well.
Is that, why you play guitar, so what got you playing guitar?
I started on the trumpet, actually. Oh. I did that for a few years.
Well, why did you start on the trumpet?
I think I was like probably 5 or 6 years old. I really liked Louis Armstrong as well, so he made me want to start playing the trumpet.
Well, I saw this thing too, what it was talking about, you know, obsession with British rock and roll, then also musicals from the 40s.
Yeah.
Like Rodgers and Hart or what type of music?
Rodgers and Hart, Cole Porter, I'm a big fan of.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, all that stuff. I really like the old sort of English music hall type of stuff as well. I like all those lyrics, very like witty, clever show tunes lyrics.
I agree. In fact, we're going to focus on your tune, Hollywood Baby. I'm going to ask you some questions about that specifically in a moment. But here you are in Los Angeles, and you've how long have you been? Were you playing in high school when you first got out here? Did you form bands in high school?
Yeah, I formed my first band in the eighth grade, playing mostly covers, and then was sort of just playing with friends here and there. I got my first proper band together about a year and a half or 2 years ago, my first band to play my own songs, which I'd been recording and writing for the last 4 or 5 years.
Well, you know, pop music moves through cycles or seems to and kind of regurgitates things, puts things back together in different ways. And there's talk now of a re-emerging rock and roll scene in LA. Do you see that going on? Is that your experience?
Definitely, yeah. No, yeah. The feeling is there. It feels like something's sort of starting to bubble up here. I wouldn't say it's fully taken hold yet, but there's a feeling like there's something going on. Rock and roll's alive.
So there's yourself. So who else would you point to as sort of being in the vanguard of this resurgence?
Well, there's my good friends, the Uni Boys. Are fantastic. Their guitar player and singer is also the drummer in my band, so we're sort of relate sibling bands. There's an act called Dagger Polyester, who is absolutely fantastic. I think they have their first single coming out pretty soon. There needs to be more bands, definitely, but hopefully with all the shows we're playing, maybe some people will be inspired to start some.
So speaking of singles, last year is when your debut single came out, right? Onwards and Upwards?
That's right.
And my understanding is about that is that it was something about you put that together in your parents' garage?
Yeah, I have a little studio that I, luckily they let me kind of take over the garage and put a bunch of music gear in there.
Well, then you're kind of a garage band.
Yeah, definitely, yeah. We used to rehearse in there until the neighbor down the street complained and threatened to file a lawsuit, so we can't rehearse in there anymore, unfortunately.
Wow, Mr. Crankety.
Yeah.
Yeah, that guy needs some music in his life.
He does.
This is terrible, terrible. So, like, when you were putting stuff together in the garage there, were you using, like, Pro Tools, or what, were you recording on a four-track, or what? How were you recording the music?
We recorded it all onto I have a TSR-8. 8-track tape machine, 1/2-inch tape, and we recorded all the tracks onto there and then bounced them down onto a garage band where we mix it.
And so you were actually using a physical tape?
Yes, yeah.
Wow, all right. Very, very, very cool. You had recorded that, and did you already have somebody lined up to put it out?
Well, I had a demo that I'd recorded, a slightly more sort of rough demo. And then Brent Rademacher from Curation Records, and I ended up sending it to him as well as a couple other demos. And he asked if we wanted to put out a 7-inch. So I thought that would be a very good first single to have.
Well, let's talk something about the upcoming EP, Stay Teenage. So the liner notes I was sent mentioned Chris Robinson producing it. Is that correct?
That's right. Yeah, yeah.
We're talking about the Black Crowes guy?
Yeah. Chris Robinson from the Black Crowes, yeah.
Well, how did that get lined up?
It was kind of a chance meeting, I suppose. I know he's good friends with Brent as well. We met at, I believe it was at the Gold Diggers Bar in Hollywood, after a show there, and we ended up chatting and talking about music, and I suppose one thing led to the other in the conversation, and I ended up getting his phone number and sending him some of my demos, and he ended up really liking them. So, yeah, he suggested that we record an EP. Obviously, I was very up for that.
Well, what was it like working with him in the studio?
It was great, yeah. I'd never been in a sort of proper recording studio before, so it was a pretty crazy experience. But, you know, he really helped us get through it. We had 3 days to record 6 tracks, so we were moving pretty fast, but it was a great experience.
Well, our coolest song in the world this week is Hollywood Baby, and that's off this upcoming EP. And definitely, you know, your music is described a lot as having, you know, glam influences. And but that song got this sort of cinematic sense or aspect to it. Do you agree with that?
Definitely. Yeah, I'm a pretty huge movie buff. I actually used to make short films in high school as well. So that cinematic quality for sure would comes through in the songwriting, I guess. Yeah.
Well, when did you write this particular tune, Hollywood Baby?
Gosh, quite a while ago. I wrote it right before, or either right before or right at the very start of the COVID pandemic. So about 2 years ago, I suppose, or a little over.
So out of these half dozen songs that are on the EP, are they all products of lockdown pandemic things, or are any of them more recent compositions?
Yeah, they're pretty much all from that lockdown time, yeah.
Where is your Hollywood Baby now?
I guess Hollywood Baby was not really about... I feel like that song actually is kind of almost a tribute to Hollywood and the movies and stuff in the lyrics. And so it's not so much about a girl in particular as it is about a town.
Well, I saw online that you'd finished up a bunch of recent tour dates. Is it like finishing up March the 27th in Portland? The EP's out next month. Do you have any other tour dates lined up around its release?
Not just yet. I think we're hopefully planning to do some sort of release party show type of thing. But definitely hoping to get back out on the road as soon as possible. Yeah.
And so how many shows have you done outside of Los Angeles now? I mean, have you done a lot of touring over the last year or so, or is that still a newish adventure?
Yeah, I mean, it was my first ever tour. The guys from the band Max Saturn asked me to join them, and it was a pretty crazy first tour. I think we did 31 dates over a couple of months, so it's been pretty wild and amazing just seeing so much of the U.S. Yeah, it's been great.
Very cool. Well, you know, we can only spin one other track today off of the upcoming EP, Stay Teenage. Now, want us to take a listen to Hurt So Bad. And this track to me has definitely got kind of a like an English music hall kinds of sounds. And so to me anyway, it's reminiscent of something like, you know, maybe the Kinks or the Small Faces might have even been able to come up with. How do you see Hurt So Bad?
Oh, yeah, definitely. No, I mean, definitely a Kinks influence in there on that one, I would say. Yeah, it's sort of a jaunty little tune, you know.
Yes, I like that description. It is jaunty.
Yeah, that one's a breakup song.
Yeah, I was going to ask if any specific event inspired it, but yeah, breakup song. Are you one of these people that's able actually to stay in contact with exes and that kind of works out okay as kind of friends, or is it better not to sort of like ever deal with that person again?
Yeah, I would say so. I mean, I suppose it just depends on the relationship, you know. In the case of that song, I'm still friends with the person that it's about.
Billy, I want to thank you so much for speaking with me today on Our Coolest Conversations.
Thank you so much, Manfred. Yeah, that was a great chat.
Thank you. We're going to take a listen now to Hurt So Bad off the upcoming debut EP, Stay Teenage. It's going to be out on Silver Arrow Records. It gets released on Friday, April the 21st. Right now, it's Billy Tibbles and Little Stevens, Underground Garage.
Looking through the pictures that we took up late last night in the booth, all right. Even though I know that you don't think of me that way, it still means something to me. Maybe if tomorrow you're not working, we could go drive around real slow. That way I'll have time to tell you how I really feel.
Some Have Hurt So Bad. That's Billy Tibbles here in Little Steven's Underground Garage. The track is from the upcoming EP Stay Teenage and is due out April the 21st on Silver Arrow Records. This is the Mighty Manfred, and thanks again to Billy for joining me today. And thanks also to Sammy Semenza for producing our segment. Detroit area singer-songwriter Nick Puente has got a new single out on Gem Records called Heart Stops Beating, and he'll join me to tell us all about it on your next Coolest Conversations podcast presented by Hard Rock in Little Steven's Underground Garage.
Buddy, you're a boy. Make a big noise playing in the street. I'm gonna be a big man someday. You got mud on your face, you big disgrace. Kicking your can all over the place.
Some things are better when they rock. The Seminole Hard Rock Hotels and Casinos rock around the clock with nonstop casino action, rooms fit for the king, pools, spas, restaurants, and clubs for every taste and temptation. Seminole Hard Rock Hotel and Casino in Tampa or Hollywood, Florida. We will rock you.